school.
Yeah, I thought after that two-run homer, Frankie just settled in. I think he had 12 strikeouts today. You know, he got into a good groove right there. You know, pitched through that third. I think it was the third inning where he got in a little trouble. You know, with those two innings, he had some stress on him in sixth inning. And he got through six innings for us. I mean, that's a great job. Unfortunately, we couldn't get runners across today and ended up on the wrong side of it.
In the bottom of the third, you guys had the first two runners on, and then Pinder is the sacrifice. Is that something that comes from the bench, or what was kind of the approach there?
In that situation, I think, you know, Chad really just wanted to get the job done, get both runners in the scoring position, and felt more comfortable, you know, using that skill and trying to get, you know, ultimately get it by the pitcher, but felt good and confident about getting two runners in scoring position. And, you know, he's got that option. You know, ended up working out that we got one run and didn't get them both in.
Would you rather see?
Yeah, I'm okay with the bunt there. I am. You know, our offense, like we say, we left 18 guys out there today, so we're trying to, you know, find different ways to push runs across to give guys a chance to, you know, have an easier opportunity to drive a guy in when he's on third base. We did come through there and put the ball in the middle of the field, so we did get a run, which ended up being our only run today. But yeah, guys are, you know, doing different things to try and generate more offense for sure.
What's so special about Patrick Sandoval today, Mark?
I think Patrick Sandoval is one of the better lefties in the game right now. You know, his command of five pitches, the slider just has some depth to it. Our right-handed hitters were swinging over the top of it. Even though he only had four strikeouts, I think, you know, our guys grinded at bats out today against him. But I think my vision, he's a top-notch left-handed pitcher in this league.
From your view, what does Frankie's splitter look like? It seems like it's one of the most hittable pitches in baseball this year. What does it look like just from your vantage point?
Yeah, you know, the 97 mile an hour fastball that planes out, and then the split off of it at 88-89 is a great combo. I don't know obviously from our vantage point in the dugout, it gets to the hitting zone and it just falls down. So I'm sure that's exactly how a hitter would describe it. I've faced some good splits in the past, Curt Schilling. You know, it comes to mind right away, John Smoltz, some others. So, you know, it's one of the better split finger fastballs in the game right now.
Back to Frankie a little bit, 12 strikeouts, 10 of them swinging, and he had 22 swinging misses today. And, 3-2, he went 3-2 four times and he got them all four times. So it was quite a performance. My question is that the two errors didn't cost any runs today, but it did cost him about 10-11 pitches. If he would have not had that, could he have maybe gone out for another inning?
You know, I think, you know, defensively we didn't play well today. As you talk about, we did commit a couple errors. They didn't lead to runs, and that was a credit to Frankie. In that situation, as you say, the swing and miss is the split, is the slider with the fastball. He sets hitters up really well. Sometimes in those 3-2 counts, the way we get there, you know, isn't necessarily because we're spraying the fastball. We're setting up pitches, and he did a great job with that today. Got one more, go ahead.
Did you see the bunt in the third and the seventh, or the second and the seventh also as bunting for hits, or were any of
them
straight sacrifices, or were all of them?
Yeah, Tony's in the seventh is a straight sacrifice. We're down one there. It's left on left. As I talk about, Sandoval's, you know, a difficult lefty to square up, especially left on left. And I wanted to get a runner in scoring position there and give ourselves a chance to tie the game.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, one last thing. How was Tony?
Tony's good.
Okay.
Yeah, he's good. He'll be sore, but he's good. Thanks. All right, guys.